Oh, 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 the pain.
It's showtime.
Looking at Leapy Lee's column for last week, the 19th of May, Leapy's asking the question, why is it that we're all so afraid of speaking the truth? Alluding at first to gaffes by David Cameron and our dear old Queen, as I'm reading here. Let's just look further down, and Leapy says it's also a proven fact that although only 12% of London's men are black, 46% of knife crimes and half of the gun crimes are committed by black males. So that's where I think we'll start our chat.
When you've got figures like that, I think it does send out a message quite clearly that, you know, there's a big problem. And it's,
they have got a problem, Vince. And you know, if you look at the American American prison reality program thing, you see,
yeah,
really most of the people in there are black. You know, I mean, you can't deny it. I mean, I'm not saying that. You know, there's white people in there as well, but the majority are black. So there's a problem in the black community. If you never look at the problem, if you don't recognise the problem, you're never going to go any way to solving it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you keep burying your head in the sand and saying, no, you can't say that, it's racist, you're never going to solve the problem, ever, ever.
And of course,
go blindly on until something disastrous takes place.
And, of course, the big thing is that...
I pity, actually, the black communities because... Oh, not pity, the wrong word, you know. I have empathy with them because they have got this problem and it does need sorting, you know. And I don't know how they're going to do it until it's actually recognised. It can't be recognised with hatred. It has to be recognised with some sort of intelligence and some meeting of the minds to sort it, you know.
Yeah.
Not hatred. It's no good going around saying, I hate all black people. Well, it's ridiculous, that.
Well, I don't think anybody who's been anything to do with the music scene can really ever be like that because, you know, if you're jamming or if you're doing a gig, you know, and very often there'll be a black person around, invariably they seem to be very, very outgoing, very, very...
One of the best bands I ever appeared with was all black. One of the best bands ever backing me. What they were doing backing little old Leapy Lee, I don't know, because they were so much better than I was. They were great, you know. Oh, yes, musicians and all that. But as I say, it has nothing to do with hatred towards a black community or any other community, Chinese, whatever the hell it is.
Yes.
It's recognising the problem.
Yes.
Without being screamed at as being a racist. You know, I would do everything I could. When I was in Bayswater, I actually witnessed the first Notting Hill Gate Carnival, the first one ever. And that was created by the West Indians. We had a tremendous influx of West Indians, most of which I might add did speak English because that was sort of their native tongue a bit. And they took over street after street. Of course, Rackman, with his slum policies, you know, just converted these old Victorian four or five story houses and crammed about 20 people in each room. But the thing was that they were all, in actual fact, the way they had been living in the West Indies, it was an improvement for them. They had things like running water. However dirty the places were, they had running water. They could go out and buy food. They didn't have, you know what I mean? To them, it was wonderful. But they were outside banging their drums and the wonderful rhythms and everything in the streets. It was absolutely great. And I used to go to. There was a few, there were some of them a little bit illegal, but some of their clubs that they opened up in the basements, I would go down there, or I would walk into a pub that was all black people, when they started to many more started coming in, and I couldn't buy a drink. They wouldn't let me buy a drink. They would keep buying me drinks, and I felt perfectly comfortable as the only white person in the pub.
Yes.
Or in the basement cellar, you know, of a rather sleazy and illegal club. I felt really, really at ease. I never felt any danger at all. And about 10 years later, I decided to do one of those trips back down memory lane. I took a taxi into Bayswater, a certain part of Westbourne Grove somewhere, that area anyway. And I said, I want to go to this particular street. I want to go into, you know, that's where I used to live, and that was the pub I used to use. It became all black at one at that stage. I just want to go and have a look, you know, just have a little nostalgic trip down memory lane. And the taxi driver got to the end of this particular road. I went to him, and he said, I'm not driving down there. I said, what? He said, I'm not driving the taxi down there. He said, you're going to have to get out here and walk down. I'm not going down there. But that was a shock for a start.
Yes.
Well, I walked out, and I walked into this pub that I've just mentioned, and my God, I had to leave.
Wow.
The hate and the vibes and the looks,
yeah,
and everything that I got, I simply had to leave.
Yeah.
And I thought, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Let me ask you about another thing that you've mentioned. There are also areas in British cities under Sharia law. This really is a nasty business, because I've seen some of this on TV, and it looks like it's very, very male orientated, and
it gives the woman no chance, doesn't it? Women are second class citizens as far as these people are concerned. There's no question about that. I saw that in Saudi for 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, they are second class citizens. They walk behind the man, and they have to have I think 3 or 4 people witness a rape if there's a rape. I've never heard of a wife being winning any case of rape. 4 people have to witness it.
Which is ridiculous, isn't it?
Absolutely ridiculous. And you know, and they also, if they get into the court, that the man only has to say, I divorce thee 3 times, and that's it. They're divorced.
Utterly ridiculous.
And it shouldn't be taking place. And also, I've seen the videos taken of women walking past mosques in some of these areas, Christian women, presumably white women anyway, walking past mosques, and because they've got bare arms, being struck on the arms by people with canes and bits of wood.
Yes.
And I've seen that in the souks. In these countries, you know, the religious priests walk around with great big canes, caning ankles if they see them, or caning arms if anybody has walked out. You know, the women are—they really are second-class citizens.
But I can't understand how women who have come from our freedoms are going to let themselves be subjugated to that. That's what I can't.
Because that's in their psyche. They've got that. Masochistic outlook, you know. Some women like that, you know what I mean? I mean, some men like that, you know. It's just a thing. How lovely if you're like that, you're a masochist, to put a big shroud on you and let your husband hit you. I mean, it's paradise, isn't it, really?
Now, going back to the Sharia law for a second, there are reasons why they're getting away with this, and it's because basically, apparently, according to the British law, if you have a church or a faith court, you can apply it, and this happens with a Jewish court and with an Anglican court, apparently.
Yes, I saw something.
And so, really, I mean, what should happen, of course, is that they should say it's the law of the land and not allow any faith courts at all to.
Yes, that's quite right. It should be a blanket thing.
Yeah.
Nobody should be above the law of the land. Nobody. They keep saying they're not, but they appear to be. But you see, the problem with the Sharia court, of course, they're a violent race. It's a violent religion. And, you know, and their laws are, you know, the severing of hands and the stoning to death they're a different sort of thing altogether, you know. There's no rhyme or reason for any of it, frankly, you know. It's just horrible, violent, sadistic behaviour. And they rule by complete and utter fear.
But isn't,
you know,
that...
The Jewish community, you know, well, I had Jewish roots many, many, many years ago, but the Jewish community, when they moved in, they didn't, although they did move into specific areas, I think, for protection, but they didn't try to take over everything. I mean, they moved into society, and a lot of EastEnders, of course, I mean, I worked down there a lot in the old days, and most of the business were run by the Jewish people, and they were wonderfully astute businessmen, and still are, and women, and still are, and they were a wonderful, tremendous asset, and a tremendous influx of business acumen and all sorts of things, and prospered and helped the country prosper, which is what should be happening with the Muslims, but it's not, is it? No. They just want to come in and tear everything down.
Yes.
It's a different outlook altogether. You know, there's no comparison between the two.
I don't mind
the Jews having a bit of court, a bit of a court, and sort of saying, okay, you've got to say whatever they punishments they give. You know, but you know, Sharia law is a different thing altogether. It's a horrible,
thinking
scum they are. They really are. I can't bear of any of them.
Let me go to a phrase that you used a minute ago, which is sort of ruling by fear. And
yeah.
I do feel that there's a lot of what the Remain campaign seem to be throwing at everybody. It's the fear of not knowing what would come if Britain does